Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. A few weeks ago, I was walking into the teacher's room at Verge Body Mind, and I went to put down my bag, sat down to untie my shoes before class, and I heard this voice out loud. It seemed to come from outside of me. It was like there was someone else in the room telling me emphatically to stop trying. I was startled when I heard it. Stop trying. In that moment, as I bent over to untie my shoes, I heard it loud and clear. Stop trying. Stop trying. And I went in and I taught my class. And I thought about it. And I let those words roll over through my mind. And the next morning, as I wrote in my journal, my pen kept stopping and skipping over to another line. And I kept writing, stop trying. Stop trying. It's the most amazing thing. This reminder coming from, I don't know, my subconscious. Stop trying. I've often heard in interviews when people have been asked, what would you tell your 20-year-old self? And more often than not, the answer is something very similar. I'd tell myself to stop trying so hard. I'd remind myself to be kinder and more patient to myself. I'd stop striving to achieve and I'd just enjoy my life a little bit more. So this reminder that I received from somewhere deep down inside to stop trying was vivid and visceral. And ever since then, I've been holding this reminder in my pocket. Now, granted, I was on vacation. I was at Flow Camp in Utah, and I was on a lake in New Hampshire for a few weeks. So it was much easier for me to let go of my daily striving and trying. But upon returning, I am reminding myself every day, every hour, if possible, to let go of the need to have things happen in a certain order, to let go of the need to have people do things in a certain way, to stop trying, to stop forcing, to stop fixing, as I've often talked about. And so I use questions, as you know, if you listen to these podcasts, I use questions a lot to prompt my subconscious, to prompt myself to inquire about a certain way of being. So the questions I've been using for myself throughout the day is, what am I trying to make happen right now? What am I trying to make happen? Or who am I striving to be? And the last one is, where am I trying to get to? Sometimes the question is enough to interrupt patterns. I've said that a lot. The question interrupts the pattern. We don't necessarily have to answer the question in our head, in our thinking mind. Just asking the question elicits the response often, so often. We've been conditioned. I've been conditioned, you've likely been conditioned to try, to strive, to reach for excellence, right? As an optimizer, and I'm a self-proclaimed optimizer, always looking for ways to be more efficient, more effective, do things better, right? It's in my cells to optimize, to seek to optimize. I'm a natural trier. As most of us are. It's kind of indoctrinated into our culture, our Puritan culture, to work hard, to do a lot, to be productive, to problem solve. And so it becomes second nature for us to try hard. Try really, really hard, right? But sometimes the trying actually makes us go backwards. I found that in my own life. Sometimes trying too hard and being so effortful slows down the process of whatever it is I'm trying to gain or trying to achieve. So what happens? What does it feel like to not try? I've been exploring this in my daily life. Not trying to make things happen. Allowing, a little more allowing, trusting in myself and in others. To continue to have big goals and intentions, but to let go of some of the details as to how I'm going to get there. Now, this goes against the grain of how I've been living my life in many ways. But it feels a hell of a lot better, I'm going to tell you that. I just feel more spacious, more open and clearer. A little more relaxed, a lot more relaxed, actually. You know, I still have lofty goals of book sales and growth of my speaking engagements and my capacity to reach others and teach in different forums. You know, I still have those goals, but, you know, how I'm going to get there, I don't have the steps so well planned as I have in the past. And I really think that lifting my foot off the gas pedal in that way has opened me up to lots of different possibilities. And I'll tell you what, I'm busier than ever as far as my speaking work goes. So we don't have to press the pedal to the metal in order to get things done, is what I'm saying. And I'm a living experiment of that right now. Now, to start doing this, I would suggest, if this appeals to you, if you feel like you're a trier, you're a pusher and a forcer and a fixer, and if you're thinking that this may be helpful in your life, then I would suggest you to start with the small stuff. The small stuff. How can I stop trying to get my kid to play the piano, right? I'm just using this as a silly example, but how can I stop trying to get my partner to put the top on the toothpaste? Can I let that go? Can I stop trying to force things to happen, to fix others, to make things work out in my favor? Can I trust? These are questions. I love questions. I love them because it opens me up to the possibility that that I can actually experience what it's like to not always be forcing things to work out in my behalf, on my behalf. So, you know, while we still want to optimize, and I know that I speak in paradox a lot, so I'm just going to state that. Right? You may have listened to a different episode where I'm all about, you know, excelling and being fiercely focused and all this. And it's really the opposite side of the same coin, right? Is living fully. And living fully is reaching high, but it's also in letting go and being. So while I may contradict myself constantly, which I do, it's really looking at the diamond of our life, the diamond which is our life, this precious jewel, from a different perspective. So you know the diamond is multifaceted. So we're just looking at different facets. And that's what I do. That's what I do in my life. Constantly looking at my life from different perspectives because there's an infinite number of possibilities. And if we only look down one road or at one side of the coin or at one facet of the jewel, then we're going to just get a very microscopic or a very specific outcome, which may not be to our liking. So to open ourselves up, to pull ourselves back, to allow ourselves to see things from different perspectives, to not have to have things go or unfold in a certain way. It opens us up. It's opened me up. So let's just continue to explore together. I so appreciate this opportunity, this platform, to be able to process with you all what I'm experiencing and what I'm playing with, what I'm experimenting with in my own life. For now, it's just to stop trying so hard. As I heard so vividly that day when I bent over to untie my shoes, stop trying. I've let go. I've let go of the force, and I'm noticing more and more when I am in that effortful mode of being. I hope this was helpful. I hope these podcasts are helpful. I love hearing from you. I absolutely adore hearing from you about what's working and what's not and what you'd love to hear about and what floats your boat in many respects, what you're working with in your own life. So thank you so much, all. Have a fantastic day. Until next time, be well.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.